Wednesday, Monday. That is marvelous, shall we? The essential news and conversation from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Sure, oh, shiver. It's gotten a little cold here in the Northeast, Kenny. Ken Kessler is in the Southwest in San Diego. I'm guessing that it probably got down to 70 where you are over the weekend.
No, down into the chilly upper 50s.
Wow, that's bad stuff. All right, it's the 4th of November. You set your car... Wait a minute, you didn't? The car radio didn't get turned... The clock on it didn't get turned back? It isn't automatic? Wow. Better get it. How many times have I used wow so far? I've been on the air about 60 seconds, and I think I've used wow three or four times. Well, it's that kind of a day. 888-302-3684. Prepare to do your mental gymnastics here as we bring you up to date on what happened over the weekend. Perhaps the LAX shooting suspect telling police that he didn't like the TSA. Well, you know what? I don't like the TSA, but I'm not shooting them. Kenny doesn't like the TSA. He's not shooting him. Evan, you probably don't like the TSA. You're not shooting him. So the shoot 'em up, what are we getting reaction-wise? Twitter, at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. So what sort of a conversation is going on in the social world, Kenny, social media?
Well, Sean says, will young white males be profiled at the airports next?
Mm-hmm. Well, it will be, because this guy's a young white male, isn't he? He was 23, I think his name was. Garcia, was it Garcia? I got to go nose around here a little bit. I'm just, in my mind, pulling up what I remember reading over the weekend and thinking, how many times I go through that airport a year? Dozens. And, you know, you think nothing up. I've had my worst experiences with the TSA at LAX, frankly. I normally go through the American terminal. Once I went through, once last year, where was it, Delta? I went through some, and they really gave me, no, it was Southwest, really gave me a hard time. Was it Southwest? I'm trying to think, no, it was Terminal 3. It was this. That's where this guy was, Terminal 3.
Yeah.
Virgin's there, a lot of the JetBlue, some of the secondary airlines that don't fly into LAX that much. So, has he got a beef? Of course not. You don't settle whatever your differences are this way. Guy was from New Jersey, worked in his father's body shop or something. I mean, it didn't. He had no record, no indication. Where'd the gun come from? Did anybody figure that out yet?
No, he just pulled it out of a backpack.
Yeah. All right, so what do we make? Another senseless shooting. This time, you know, what it'll do is create this sort of infrastructure that will more underscore what the TSA thinks their own value is. They'll be like police. They'll circle around. A friend of mine, actually a man who is was married to my sister, and he's a friend. He had an accident last week, and it was brought about by a state police car. He was driving down the road. This guy's a very conservative guy, driving a small little Toyota. I can't imagine him going over the speed limit, because he's a college professor, been a professor of 50 years, just isn't the type to stir the pot, make trouble, make waves, do anything wrong, frankly. My sister found him boring. I don't know that that's why she divorced him, but he's not a guy that would make trouble. So he's driving down one of the interstates on his way home last, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night. And from the entryway, from the, this is one of those limited access highways, comes a state police car, and the car smashes into the side of this fellow's car. State police guy gets out, accuses my, how do I refer, I guess I'll call him my friend, of driving recklessly, and he was out of control, but clearly he hit the car, and clearly the photographs that were taken on the scene by my friend indicate that he was driving the car properly, and the other guy hit him, the policeman. So what does it do? 9 state police trooper cars show up in seconds. They rally around this guy. They don't arrest my friend. They cite him for reckless operation. His car is totaled. He could have been seriously hurt in this. They take the car to an undisclosed location, go through the car three or four different times to see if they can find something in it that would indicate he'd been drinking or was on drugs or any of that stuff. They ripped the car apart. Couldn't find anything. So the car finally shows up at an impound lot, and the police now are saying that it was a no fault. But these are the kinds of things. There's another incident that happened to somebody that I know over the weekend, and this is the same sort of thing, Kenny. And I'm off on this because I think there's a pattern here of a police state. We're finding ourselves, we know this since the Patriot Act, that there are more and more police, and they're more and more likely not to do you any service or favors, which is what the police were all about, right? To protect and serve. Who are they protecting and serving? Themselves, more often than not. Here's a guy whose license admittedly had been had expired on his birthday a couple of weeks ago. So he's driving in a small town about 40 miles west of where I am right now. And it's Saturday night, 10 o'clock, taillight out on his car. This is a little community, probably 4,000 people live there. And the policeman pulls him over. And he says, you've got a taillight out. Let me see your license and registration. Gets out his license. Registration license is expired. They open the car door. They pull this guy out of the car. They throw him against the side. There's two police officers in this cruiser. Throw him against the side of the car. They rip the car apart there, and then it's taken to the police station where they rip it apart again. He doesn't have a driver's license, and it should have been renewed. Absolutely. Has he got a record? No. Ever been in trouble before? No. Has he had a good, stable record? Yep. So not only do these two officers take him apart, there are three other communities around that send police cruisers to the site where this is going on. They need a guy. They bring him down to the police station, put him in the cellar of the police station. He has to spend the night there. And I will tell you again, the person from whom I heard this is a responsible guy that I know, and I've met his son a couple of times. His son's not a jerk. But this is the kind of stuff that goes. He stayed overnight in a jail because he didn't have a driver's license. This is why people so dislike the police. So somebody's going to call me at 888-302-3684. Somebody who's a police officer who's on duty right now is going to tell me, I don't really understand. The criminal elements out there make their job so difficult. You know what? I wouldn't dispute the fact that your job is difficult in some circumstances, depending on what your job is. Not every policeman has a tough job, and not every policeman faces the same sorts of rigor, but that doesn't mean that you have to abuse people. I know that there are some of the people that you'll come into contact with that'll abuse you. It's part of the job, which you're trained to do and to understand if you're trained properly. The problem is we have too many police. Imagine 9 police cruisers showing up, state police cruisers, for this accident that I was telling you about first, and then 3 cars from different towns come in to overview this guy. Somebody's going to call and say, I don't know the whole story. You know what? I know enough to know that I don't like the story. And so as we reflect back on the TSA, I've told you my stories about them. They're taking my phone out of my bag and putting it in a drawer and playing with me, toying with me, because I didn't want to go through the X-ray machine, which they found out of their own volition was harmful, and they took them all out after they spent $243 million buying 243 of them and put them in airports around the country. They were no good. So you protest, and what do? They single you out. They push you around. They get tough with you. So that's why there's no respect aimed at these people. They don't deserve it in many instances. Some of them do a fine job. Some of them don't. Better management, you have better rules, and you get rid of the people who are a problem. Anyway, that's not an excuse. The LAX shooter, deserves whatever punishment. The death penalty is illegal in California, but goes to jail for the rest of his life. But why did he get so angry? That's the question. 888-302-3684. Food for thought. 17 after. This is Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston Beer.
Get it started. My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stacked. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, got to keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it
started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax services center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big-box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
888-302-3684. We're discussing the latest with regard to the LAX shooter, 23 years old, opened fire at LAX on Friday, told authorities he acted alone. His name is Paul Ciancia. Told police he was dropped off at the airport by a friend. Police say they don't believe the friend knew he was going to start shooting inside Terminal 3. He was charged with killing one TSA officer. The man's Geraldo Hernandez. Four others were wounded, a couple of other TSA officers. He's unemployed at the moment. What does that tell you? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Anybody not recognize that theme? How old were you, Kenny, when this was a big TV show?
1920. Yeah. Thereabouts.
No, the show wasn't on in 1920. Kenny was 19 or 20 in terms of his years. The theme from Miami Vice, number one during this week in 1985. Crank it up there, Evan, for just a second. Something about this is so campy, isn't it? But yet, everybody recognizes it.
Yep.
And the theme that G. Gordon Liddy used for a long time for his radio program, too. And so it brings to mind images of tubs, doesn't it? For me, it does. All right, so we are back into the LAX shooter. He's now hospitalized and unresponsive. Apparently, he sent troubling texts to family back in New Jersey, called police in L.A. on Friday asking them to check on him. Police arrived at his home, but he had left for the airport about 45 minutes before. He was carrying a note that he had made a conscious decision to kill multiple TSA employees, in addition to comments about a new world order and anti-government claims. He's not believed to be linked to any organization. Here is radio host Gary Hoffman, who ran down the events of the actual shooting on Friday.
Here's what happened on Friday. At about 9:20, 23-year-old Paul Anthony Ciancia entered Terminal 3. He was dropped off. That's a mystery we haven't solved yet as to actually who dropped him off. But he was dropped off, they said. He walks up to the security checkpoint at Terminal 3. He did not have a ticket, at least according to the FBI. But he did have dark clothing. And he did have a bulletproof vest on, according to the FBI. Pulls out a Smith & Wesson .223 caliber M&P-15 assault rifle from his bag. Fires multiple times, point blank, at Gerardo Hernandez, a TSA agent who is on duty and in uniform. But he doesn't kill him. He gets through the checkpoint. He walks up an escalator, turns back, and sees that the TSA agent that he shot multiple times was moving, squirming, whatever it was, some movement. He walks back down the escalator to shoot him again. And that's when he killed him. Ciancia then shot at least two more TSA employees and one airline passenger, wounding all three. There were reports that as many as six people were injured. And as he walked down the terminal towards, you go from airport drive there, you go from the security checkpoint up the escalators all the way back to a giant round, you pass by gates, and at the end of Terminal 3 is a big round area, basically, with a bunch of gates around it. He was walking that direction. And as he's walking that direction, he's asking people, are you TSA? And when they would answer no, he simply would walk by. One guy specifically says that he just went face-to-face with Ciancia. And Ciancia just asked him, TSA? And the guy shook his head. I don't know if he could speak, if he'd want to speak. He just shook his head no. and the guy just moves on.
Members of the Los Angeles World Air Force Police Department ran towards that gunfighter. Without regard to their own safety or well-being, they tracked down the suspect, apprehended, and arrested him.
So two L.A. airport police were chasing him when he got to just about the Burger King in Terminal 3, if you know where that is. If you live in L.A. and you've flown out of LAX, you have probably been through Terminal 3. Plenty of domestic carriers. I think Alaska goes out of there. I've never flown on Virgin, but that's obviously another one that's big there. I flew out on Alaska, and I know exactly where this Burger King is. I've eaten there. It's right out in front. That's where he was shot and wounded, and apparently hit in the head. But he's still alive. It's hard to figure out exactly what condition he is in because the hospital isn't saying, and the FBI has said through anonymous sources, the FBI has said that he's in critical condition and that they have not yet been able to speak to him. And if you think about it this way, there is a chance we may never know why he did this.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC. It's non-GMO and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Clear out the cobwebs as we forget about yesterday and concentrate on today. Monday on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler in this hour, monitoring the material that has come in the last 24 hours from a lot of the great news talk radio stations in this hour, and the usual Sunday overview from Meet the Presses and the other, the usual stuff that you get from the Sunday morning programs. Although this weekend didn't seem, Kenny, to be all that exciting for whatever the reason, because there's a sort of same old on Obamacare. And so what do you, there's still a lot of activity, no question about that. But when you Google Obamacare, now you get an empty picture. Nobody home. 888-302-3684. Kenny is in Old Town, Pennsylvania. No, Old Town, Iowa. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. That's Ottumwa, Iowa.
Ottumwa. All right. Yeah, well, we have the learning disability people that are on the staff
here.
Old
Indian name. I don't know what it means. Where are you guys calling? Where's this talk show from? Because I've never heard it before.
This program. What station are you listening to? Is it?
I'm not sure. It's in Ottumwa. So, it's Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, okay. Well, the essence of the radio program is a review of the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, from the point of view in this hour of a lot of different radio hosts.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I have with me 3 or 4 co-hosts. We all have different ideas. We're most interested in what these stories mean to you. So as we outline the TSA shooting at LAX, what does all of this say to you? What is the what?
Well, I mean, where's the show from?
The program originates from a studio on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Oh.
We're on 294 markets in this hour. About 250,000 people every quarter hour listen to the program. It's called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Uh-huh.
It's been on the air for 25 years. We started last month the 26th year of doing the program.
And you're all the way from Massachusetts.
I am, and
okay.
A lot
well, anyway,
of people
what
are
I was calling about,
and hearing everywhere. Yes, what were you talking about?
This thing that happened in the airport.
Yes.
Well, what I told the guy, that took my call there.
We don't really, I get a big kick out of people, for some reason or another, always want to say what I told the other guy. Honestly, nobody cares what you told the other guy because they didn't hear it. So start from scratch. How's that?
The police are becoming way too free with their tasers, although in this case, if somebody could have got close enough to the guy to use the taser, that would have been
preferable to what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
But just things I've been seeing on the news here that it seems to me like the police are way too free with using these tasers. I don't know if they think it's fun to use them or not, but what really woke me up to it really was I seen on the news where some police went to this place where they hold mental people, you know, where they're something wrong with their head, and they asked to see this guy that was a patient. Well, the nurse told him, the police, well, I have to talk to this doctor to see if he can come out to talk to you, right? Well, they tasered the nurse. Nobody could figure out why they did it. The only thing I can figure is they thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they did. That's part of the problem with the training. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 888. Not sure we learned a lot from that, but at any rate, it was a nice chat. 888-302-3684. Here is from the State of the Union program on CNN yesterday, Candy Crowley talking to Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas. He's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee about what is suspected regarding motivation here in this shootout.
I think in the aftermath of this, the question I hear most often is, why did he do this? What do you know about that? I know you've been able to see some of the notes that he wrote. What do you think the motivation was here?
I think mental illness, once again, kind of like the Navy Yard shooter that we saw. The suicide note that I read talks a lot about killing TSA agents. And he said, if I just kill one, my mission is accomplished. Unfortunately, he did do that the other day. And the other thing he wanted to talk about was how easy it is to bring a gun into an airport and do something just like he did. My sympathies go out to the Hernandez family and the other victims this tragic day. As you mentioned, he's the first TSA agent officer to have been killed in the line of duty.
Congressman, it's our understanding that much of the literature he had on him was both anti-government, anti-TSA, but you're telling me that there was also that his intent was suicide after he did damage?
Well, it's clearly one of these notes that reads, you know, I'm going to go kill people and I don't want to kill civilians with the idea that he's going to die at the end of this. And, you know, the other thing that I think was even equally as tragic was that his family in New Jersey had notified New Jersey local authorities, who then in turn notified the local L.A. Police, who had actually visited the suspect's home the morning of the shooting and missed him by literally probably 45 minutes. And so this is how we typically stop a lot of these things, is through good intelligence. And if family members or friends see a loved one who is exhibiting signs of mental illness, and suicidal tendencies, which he did describe in his emails to his family members, then I think it's incumbent upon the family members and friends to call this to local authorities. They actually did that in this case, and unfortunately really missed the suspect by a matter of minutes.
All right, there's something else going on here, and we don't seem to know, but the family did do the right thing, and the police did do the right thing. The timing was off. But what got this guy going, what sent him over the edge is part of the story. And as somebody said earlier, there may not be ever an opportunity for us to know what it was that caused this thing, but it still brings me around. No excuses for shooting the place up, but you know, and I know, that authority has gotten out of control in our country. You can say, well, there are a lot of bad guys. Well, what creates bad guys? There are a lot of different things that make people do what they do and feel the way that they do. It's just there's something that's being glossed over here by the news media, as is usually the case. So what do you think that might be? 888-302-3684. I don't want to belabor this. The results of tomorrow's election could hold clues about voter attitudes heading into the midterm elections for Congress and some senatorial seats. Next year, a year from now, there'll be the usual every other year election. There's something about that I don't like. I think and you've heard me say this before, maybe some of you, if you're new to the program, I believe part of the biggest problem in our country is the way we conduct elections. Do you know that these guys, the members of Congress, men and women, spend at least 20% of their time fundraising? There is probably, whenever they're in Washington or even when they're back home, there are rare weeks when they don't have fundraisers. According to the numbers that I've seen over the years, to be competitive, you have to raise for a congressional race $20,000 a day. Now, what do you think that does to people who have pressure on them who want to be members of Congress? Can you imagine? $20,000 a day. What does that turn out to be? We're talking about millions of dollars. If you look at the amount of money, remember last in the cycle, the presidential cycle, this last time around, $4 billion was spent on advertising. $4 billion. $2 billion by the presidential contenders, and another $2 billion by those who wanted to be in the Senate, the House, governors, chairs, that kind of stuff. So what do you think is going to happen? If you have six-year terms and you can't run for re-election, you eliminate all that stuff. These guys have the will to do it? No, but that's going to be part of the new Constitution whenever we have some kind of an upheaval here to deal with these sorts of things. So do you agree that the Virginia race, this is Democratic gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe versus, now I'm trying to remember, Kenny, do you remember what the Republican's name is? It's Cuccinelli, that's right. He's the governor now, isn't he, Cuccinelli? Is the governor?
I think so.
I thought Cuccinelli was the governor. All right. Anyway, I've got people whispering in my ear. At any rate, Virginia has a very, very interesting population in that the South is very right of center and the North part of the state, because there's a lot of attachment to Washington and jobs and people working there, is fairly left of center. So the northern part of the state is probably going to vote for McAuliffe. Southern part of the state is going to vote for Cuccinelli. It's going to be a tight race. But will it be a referendum on Obamacare? McAuliffe is going to see the president today. The president's going around the state of Virginia. Those of you who are in Virginia, what do you think of that? Campaigning for McAuliffe. Is that going to be a problem? I think it would be a problem. I wouldn't want him campaigning. Remember when, who was it that told George Bush to stay home? Was running for Kennedy. Do you remember who that was? Somebody who was running for election may have even been McCain in 2000, when McCain ran in 2008, right? Because it was Romney in 2012. Yeah, I think they told him to stay home. They didn't want him to campaign.
Yeah.
So I would think that McAuliffe, who's pretty, he's been on this program before. I actually think he's a very interesting guy. He ran very close to Clinton's, ran both Bill Clinton's campaigns, ran Hillary Clinton's campaign for, very wealthy guy, ran Hillary Clinton's campaign for Senate. That, you know, that's where he's cut. So the Clintons are all over the place trying to help him get elected. And then Obama's going to run around today and try to get votes for him. David in San Francisco, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Hey, morning, Doug.
Morning.
You know, I just regarding that TSA thing, I was going to remind people that famous book, Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, opens up and talks about how paranoia brought down Rome.
Yep.
That they were so...
All of the city-states, all of the big... If you go back through the history of the big empires, if you will, the most successful countries in the written history of the planet, they've all fallen apart because of ego, decay, paranoia created by what in our existence is the news media.
Yeah, exactly. And that whole idea that these, you know, we've been getting this bad idea piled on us, or bad ideas piled on us by Fox News and paranoids, the fear industry, and they're just telling us to spend all our money on equipment. And I keep
buy
thinking
gold.
About the courthouses.
Go buy gold.
Right. And the courthouses, though, the place where you're supposed to get justice, now you have to go through these metal detectors. And for thousands of years, courthouses have never had metal detectors. So this whole idea that we've been tricked, civilization has been tricked into buying equipment, that it's this war without end, but a black seek, a black, you know, top
everybody
secret budget.
Is your black ops. Everybody is your enemy. Everybody's a bad guy. Get scared of everybody. Spooks everywhere. Yeah, we've created a monster. The military industrial complex and the news media have created the seeds of our own demise. Will we be better off at the other end of it? Yeah, but there can be a lot of changes happening, and I predict that'll be in the next 8 to 10 years. David, thanks for your call. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Want an easy to install floor at an easy to save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all Easy Click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get Easy Click hardwood, Easy Click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale and get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
Doug's having a good day program with a focus on Edward Snowden now, who was denied clemency yesterday by the U.S. government. Here's radio host Terry Gilbert talking to journalist Maria Baer about whether Snowden ought to get back here.
Should Snowden come back and testify? He wants to come back. He's got a job as a computer techie guy in Russia, but he wants to come back and testify. I mean, is smart, stupid? What do you think?
Well, how would you do with outdoor toilets in Russia with the winter coming on? You'd want to come back.
I think he needs to lay low.
The fact that Russia told
lay
us that they will not.
We will prosecute him up to kingdom come.
They will not let him hurt us. Russia tells us that they're not going to let Snowden hurt us. Oh, for heaven's sakes. The thing is, he did, no matter what you say, a lot of my friends call him a hero, is that he cost our government the most money for any leak that's ever been done, because we have to redo all these systems.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I mean, highly controversial.
Of course,
and
we're not going to hurt him when he comes back. We don't hurt terrorists.
We will hurt him. They'll throw the book at him.
Interesting conversation. All right, the healthcare system is how we'll spend the rest of the hour here on Good Day.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we continue the conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show with Ken Kessler, Evan Mantell is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And if you're angry today, I'm trying to calm you down, although it's hard looking at the news, the headlines, listening to all of this stuff. If you watched Meet the Press yesterday, David Gregory was talking to Mitt Romney about the comparisons being made between the health care plan he instituted in Massachusetts and the president's Affordable Health Care Act. And so with that, let's see here. What did he say? I'm trying to paraphrase what he said. Fundamental dishonesty, I think, was one quote that came out of it, didn't it, Kenny? The Obamacare system has put in peril the whole foundation of his second term. Had Obama been truthful and told the American people that millions would lose their insurance, millions more would see their premiums skyrocket, there would have been such a hue and cry against that it would never have passed. Yep, well, this is deceit, dishonesty, disingenuous conversation about something that everybody should have known better about. Anyway, let's listen to an overview by another radio host named Don Russell, who here talks to political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the hearings with Health and Human Service Secretary Sebelius last week.
So did you watch any of the Inquisition this week?
I watched some of it.
Man, I mean, these are not hearings. This is one step short of an inquisition when somebody from the opposition gets in front of this Congress. It is unbelievable.
Well, and she, for the most part, was unflappable, but you could just read her body language, and they were very aggressive. There was the quote about, you know, the Wizard of Oz, and really, I think, for some, it was, really making fun of the whole thing. And the fallout from the rollout is not going to go away. And I think their Democrats, in my opinion, have not come up with a good frame to put this in. And I think the Republicans are winning on that, the framing issue.
I think so, too. So how long can it go on before it becomes a real campaign issue? What I've heard is if it's not up and running at full speed by the end of November, it's really going to be an issue come the 2014 elections.
I think it will be, because it's not one of those things that it's one that constituents have and citizens that are seeking this direct contact with. Now, I'm not very good at computers, and I can't really order things online sometimes, but I think that this is something that it really is going to be, that will lead into 2014. I don't think it'll lead into 2016 because Obama's not running again.
888-302-3684. Well, those Democrats who are crowing about how foolish the Republicans looked during the shutdown, which was true. Now the Republicans are crowing about how foolish the Democrats look at the ridiculous reality that is this health care law. So back to equal opportunity embarrassment. Here on the phone is Lucy in Virginia. Thinks if we knew then what we know now, well, you can guess the rest of the story.
I think there's something that perhaps we're all overlooking. First of all, I think the general public has become so much more aware of what was in this very massive bill in the last month. And what I heard a computer expert say was work on the website didn't begin until 8 or 9 months ago. In other words, after the 2012 election. Because as we're seeing this law unveiled, we're becoming aware of all of the problems that are in it. And so someone had pointed out, well, you've had 3.5 years to make up this website. And the computer person said, well, actually, no, it's only been 8 or 9 months. I think if all of these problems had been articulated prior to the 2012 election, who knows, maybe it would have gone another way.
888-302-3684. Rich, in New York, what's the real problem?
The problem that I find is that had the president said what he says now, it would have been a big different picture because people would have then started asking questions. But listen to what he said. He said, you can't lose anything, period. That's why we have this political problem. And people would have started asking questions. Why are you doing this? They would want to know under what conditions. And he would have had to explain himself. He is the one responsible for everything. Familia is not responsible. She's incompetent, but she is not responsible for what's happened. The one who's responsible and has to make sure that everything goes right is the President of the United States.
Yes. Who should be Santa Claus, right? Let's have Barack Obama be Santa.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.